here, ladies and gentlemen, with Cat Z.
Scooch you over.
I'm good.
Scooch you over. No, you can't see your head.
I'm good. Here with Cat Z, who just informed me that she's hungry.
Yes.
But she doesn't know what she wants.
I never know what I want.
So she's being slightly...
But.
Yeah, she's being kind of a jerk.
But. That's me. But I have news.
Give us news.
You're so handsome.
You're so handsome. You're gorgeous. You look at how gorgeous you are right now.
Am I glowing?
Yeah, you're glowing. you're glowing.
All right.
Phalanges.
Phalanges.
He doesn't
know what phalanges are.
I never knew what phalanges were.
Fingers and your toes. Phalanges.
Is that a real word or is that like
look
a...
Look it up. Phalanges.
Okay.
You learn it in health class. Unless you're supposed to.
Okay.
Unless they didn't teach it in your learning disability school. I kid. I love you. All right. So Simon Cowell has returned judging. But this time for America's Got Talent, taking place with Howard Stern. He joined last night.
Oh, I guess was that the debut?
Yes, America's Got Talent on Tuesdays. Heidi Klum, Mel B, Howie, and now Simon Cowell.
Okay. Wonder how the ratings are going to be. Because everybody attributed the great ratings of American Idol to Simon Cowell. And that, people tuned in for him. So.
He's still brutal.
Yeah, brutal.
Very, very, you suck. You're okay. Why are you here?
Well, you know the thing about America's Got Talent, what they lack is the auditions. Because the auditions on American Idol was what people liked. Because that's where they would go. You suck. You're the worst in the entire world, and they purposely. They purposely let people in the audition. Did that where it would be like some big fat guy or fat lady going, you know, hi, what are you? And it would just show that Simon would go, stop, stop, stop. You are horrible. That was the attraction.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent doesn't have them unless they change. But I remember the last time I saw it.
A talent show.
Yeah.
Basically.
They don't have an audition. So.
So Steve Miller is still womp 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 about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, saying that he was telling Howard Stern that he is looking into documents on where they're spending their money, who they're giving their money to, like who's getting paid, and how the Hall of Fame is moving to Cleveland pretty soon. I think next year, I think the new Hall of Fame will be out in Cleveland now. Maybe the next couple of years. But how that money should go towards the music education. So he's very distraught about
a big pain in the ass.
Hey.
Kind of a big pain
in
the
ass. And he still has no idea who the Black Keys are. So.
All right. He has no idea who the Black Keys are.
But he's a legend, so what are you going to do?
Great.
All right. So Emily Blunt and Broadway's Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda will be the stars of the 5-decade-old sequel to Mary Poppins. Now, Mary Poppins was made in 1964. I mean, Mary Poppins was created in, like, the 30s, but the movie was made in 1964 with Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been many books that followed after that were, like, sequels. So December 25th, 2018, Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda will star in Mary Poppins Returns.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting, right?
I used to watch Mary Poppins, like, all the time.
I never... You want to know something funny? And I know you're going to be shocked because...
I've never seen Mary Poppins.
I've seen, of course, bits and pieces, but I've never sat down and watched Mary Poppins. I never watched...
It's a good movie.
Did you... You liked the movie?
Yeah.
Really?
It was a really... It had really good lullabies in it.
Well, you're hot.
Thank you. I forgot to contour my nose. My nose looks really long right now.
Yeah, but you look so sexy. Man, you look sexy.
So Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna get their own spinoff show on E! Called Black and Rob and Chyna.
They're using Black and Chyna.
I almost said.
Like a meant, Black and Mild?
Yeah.
You know, Black and Chyna.
But it's a six episode, hour long, six episode docuseries from how everything started to them impregnating to him losing weight to their engagement. And then after that, there will be a We Had a Baby special. So when the baby's born, they'll do a whole special about it. She's just soaking up that Kardashian name.
Hell yeah. You know, that's why she hooked up with them. Somebody in her little posse. That's such an old school word. But someone in her posse was like, girl, you better. I mean, you know, it was a strategic plan.
And you know, she's like, whenever Tyga has been with Kylie.
Yeah,
there's
no way that she just looked at him and went, wow, this great big fat guy is so sexy. He's just...
You know, it's like you can't say... It's like even though Biggie was... I mean, he was married to Faith Evans, and she was a tiny little girl, and his girlfriend was Little Kim. It's like Little Kim and Black... It's like...
You're right, but...
I get what you're saying.
He was Biggie Smalls.
Like, yeah, I was about to
Rob
say...
Rob Kardashian is just a jerk-off. Biggie Smalls, that's different. Biggie...
Yeah.
It's Biggie Smalls. I mean, he walked in the room and Faith Evans was like, or Little Kim was like, it's Biggie. Rob Kardashian, it's like, who's that? Oh, that's Rob Kardashian. Oh, it's Rob Kardashian. It's just, it's a loser. But anyways, go ahead.
I forgot about enough. I didn't forget about the story. I didn't see it until like wee hours of last night. And I was like, how did I miss this? But Sunday night,
uh-oh.
Adele got onto one of her fans in Verona, Italy, and said, you can't have that tripod. I'm here live. Watch me live. There's people out there that can't even come in here. This is not a DVD. So put your tripod away.
She had it. Would they have the phone on the tripod?
No,
and...
it's like a camcorder. It's like this actual camera on a tripod. What's up, attention hog?
That's funny.
And I'm like, you go, Adele. I love that.
That guy is an idiot. Nowadays, just use the phone. Nowadays, use the phone.
Yeah.
When we went to that Slayer concert, man, we got like, I got like a whole songs. I'm sure the girl didn't want to keep holding the phone.
But who brings a tripod to in a concert? And it's not like you're at a festival. You're at an enclosed, like, Adele concert. Like, crazy. Crazy people. All right, sports news. Stop it, General. Chill out. Chill. Francisco Rodriguez of the Detroit Tigers has come out to let you all know that whenever he, during the offseason, back home in Venezuela, he caught Zika. And it took months and months and months to recover from it. And how everyone that's going to the Olympics needs to be careful because it's no joke out there. South America, they're just swimming with...
And I've seen a new report that has... I don't exactly know the details. I just seen it flash up about an hour ago that somebody has Zika-like virus symptoms in an American hospital.
Oh,
I've seen that. I'll have to get.
Maybe it's the Kardashians since they were just in Cuba.
Would that be a trip?
Well, remember, Khloe did get staph, so you never know what kind of viruses they can get.
Exactly.
All right, Zika. So Ken Starr
is
the next person from Baylor to resign. He was the president and the chancellor, and they dropped him off the president whenever the sexual assault cases got brought up, and he has now resigned as chancellor and will continue teaching his law students.
Yeah, he was also the prosecutor in the Clinton-Lewinsky.
Yeah. Which is very interesting.
Scandal. So.
Very, very interesting. That's
good. Yeah. Ken Starr.
All right. So, Vladimir Klitschko has agreed. July 9th in Manchester, there will be a rematch against him and Tyson Fury for the heavyweight championship.
That'd be great. People actually watch it.
He said, I'm going to bosh your face in for everything he said.
I'm going to bosh.
Well, what else is he going to do? His poor fiance is back in, you know, getting treatment for postpartum depression. I mean, what is he going to do? Stare at the baby the whole entire time? He's got to do something.
I'm going to bosh your face in. All right. But I wonder if that will be on free TV or if they might actually be able to pull off a pay-per-view. Because I wonder if all the Tyson Fury craziness, like him acting like a goofball and everything with Klitschko, I wonder if it was all just a work. Because remember, Klitschko's been champion for, I don't know, 10-plus years, and I don't think he had a pay-per-view event in that entire time, like a legit come and pay $39.95 to watch this fight, because every fight was a lame, boring, horrible fight where it was just him against some no-name European boxer in Romania, and it would be broadcasted for free on HBO. I wonder if all of this was a work, because now there's actually interest to see Klitschko fight. People are like, wow, this could be good. This Fury beat him, and this guy's controversial. He doesn't like gays, doesn't like Jews. He's the ultimate villain.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was all just a work for a pay-per-view that maybe they'll get a couple hundred thousand buys. We could make real money, or if it was legit and it's just going to be on HBO again and you'll watch it when you come home from the bars, like we would do. We would come home from going out and all of a sudden I go, oh, the fight's on. I forgot. And we watched the end of it.
Yeah. All right. So Peyton Manning, Tony Gonzalez, Marshall Faulk, and other people. Other players.
And others.
And others are nominated for the College Hall of Fame. And Archie Manning is the NFF chairman. So he gets to say who's nominated. I wonder who'll be nominated this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, so congratulations.
You know what, though? They're all good.
Gonzalez is the young...
Tony Gonzalez. He was the...
The dark-skinned, Spanish-looking guy that's on... ESPN?
I don't remember what he is, or if it's CBS, but we watch TV, and I think
Sunday
CBS.
Afternoons or something.
They go
like
CBS because it was before the Kansas City playoff game, and he was interviewing players, and I told you he was a tight end, and he was great. He was like a conk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he was that good. You know, he was legendary. Tony Gonzalez. He'll go into the Hall of Fame. He'll go in. He was that good as a tight end.
That's good.
Basically the tight ends. He's who tight ends try to mold themselves after. So, like, when Gronk came up, it was like, what tight end do you want to be like? I want to be like Tony Gonzalez. He caught touchdowns. He was a touchdown. A lot of tight ends don't catch a lot of touchdowns. They're not primary receivers.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're a blocking, you block and you'll shade off for a touchdown here and there. But Gonzalez is like Conk, where he was like a primary receiver that would catch 10, 15 touchdowns. Monster player. So he's good. They're all good. So yeah.
Final story. PGA Tour has made Donald Trump very upset.
Why?
Because they're leaving the Trump Doral in Miami to go to Mexico City.
I know. Isn't that a trip, man?
And he's like, you better have kidnapping insurance. And I'm like, you better.
I seen that yesterday. Trump goes, yeah, you better have kidnapping insurance. Yeah. And that it is a trip, man.
And it's because Cadillac, because they do like the Cadillac World Golf Championship, and they're sponsors for like the PGA Tours and everything, or PGA Tour. They didn't renew their sponsorship. So PGA Tour and World Golf Championship were like, oh, we need a place to go. And so they're moving to Mexico City. Pathetic.
What a trip.
They're just taking our sports
team. I know. Isn't that a trip? Total trip. Total trip. But
whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. My name is Katie. This is Ross.
Wow. That was a very insightful, very impactful, very thorough.
Thank you.
It was good. Good stuff. Good stuff, Kate.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Will you have more fascinating news for us tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Have you figured out what you wanted to eat yet, so you're not a J-O?
No.
All right. Well,
au revoir.
Au revoir. We'll see you guys tomorrow. The Rob Zicari Show.